There are a number of complete count committees that are being established, set up all over the state of Missouri. We are working in conjunction with the census as a partner for the state of Missouri. And as we are setting up complete count committees for the state, there are complete count committees being set up in communities all over the state of Missouri right now. They're so numerous that I don't have the exact number of them, but they're being set up by, in some cases, regions, cities, certain industries, certain ethnic associations. There are a number of ways that people can be complete count committees, and we're happy to say that they are being set up all over the state.
I think last time we talked at the end of August, you had something like 20, so there's far, far more than that now, right?
Oh, yes. We continue to receive information from new entities across the state that are forming. Some of these entities will form along religious lines. Some, again, will form along the lines of ethnic minority, hard-to-reach populations that are forming those. Cities are forming complete count committees, so we're happy to say that they are coming.
How important are the ethnic group committees?
Well, we believe that they're vitally important because sometimes there are misunderstandings in terms of what the census is, how it's formulated, who obtains information, how people will either come to your home or documentation of the census and how to fill it out. It becomes vitally important to get these individuals counted. And the more we have of individuals in a certain community with a certain ethnic responsibility to those communities to ensure the counting occurs, that's a good thing for all of us. And so we think of them in some cases as hard-to-reach populations, hard-to-count populations, and we want to do the very best we can at getting them counted.
Is it important, especially in those ethnic situations where some folks might not be in this country legally, to have people who look like them talking to them about this?
Well, we believe that in any scenario involving census, when you get it down and you boil it down to the community level, those individuals that they trust and those individuals that they know are usually the best people to get involved with census and to try to secure as many of those individuals in basically meeting the census and filling out the census information. And so a part of what our Complete Count Committee does at the state is identify community leaders, community partners that we know will have that very job of ensuring that they go to the very people that trust and know them and ensure that it's vitally safe that they go ahead and fill out the information for complete count and they be counted.
How soon will these folks actually be on the streets knocking on doors or looking in various places where folks might live?
That's going to happen real soon. We just approved at the state level our media campaign that's going to start reaching into some of these groups, and it will go across the state of Missouri. What will basically take place is through radio, television, cable television, movie theaters, print magazines. All of these will start to reflect census now, and we'll be operating in conjunction with the census, who will have a major media buy that will start connecting with people to get them to be counted.
Are we talking January, February, when this all kicks in or falls to?
Yes,
falls
by down? January, what you'll have is early January, you'll have a kickoff campaign that will involve the entire state, across the state. You'll find that the governor, state representatives, state senators, all of them will participate in a statewide kickoff. At the same time, the census will participate in a statewide kickoff across the country. So you'll start to see more of this in January. And by the time April comes around, you'll see escalated information that will go out, and it will be where everybody will recognize it's time to be counted.
What else is the state doing other than forming the complete count committees that we can update folks on now?
Yeah, again, one of the things that we are doing is we've got our complete count committees that have been formulated. We have an all-out media plan where we're spending dollars to, again, buy television, radio, cable, and a variety of social media networks to get around the state. You know, you'll start to find people participate in writing editorials in their newspapers across the state. But we'll do a variety of things. You'll start to see buses, billboards, and all of those things that will indicate complete count committees. You'll probably see people like myself and others that will go into communities, neighborhoods, and start to talk about census and making sure people fill out the census. So there will be a real blitz in the next 6 months that will do a variety of things that will reach out to people all over the state.
Okay. Is there anybody in the census who will not qualify to be counted?
No.
Okay.
Everybody will be counted. That's what the Constitution says, and that's what the United States government tells us, and so everybody will be counted.
So prisoners will be counted.
Absolutely. College students
from out of state even are counted at the
college. Everybody will be counted. That's correct. That is the absolute goal, is to count everyone in the United States of America, as we have a snapshot in time at that particular time, is to count everyone. No one is excluded.
Maybe you're not the right person to ask this, but is the census form as complicated or as comprehensive, I guess I should say, this time as it has been in the past?
I'd probably say that someone at the census is probably the best person to ask. We think that it is going to be less complicated, but there are some areas that will be vitally complicated, and we hope that it won't be so complicated that it turns somebody off, because that would turn off the goal, and that is to count everybody.
Yeah. Is anybody in this program able to go out and help people fill out their census forms?
Yes. That's exactly right. The census will have an enormous task of hiring a number of people that will assist in basically being helpful in going out and assisting people with filling out the census data. We believe that there is probably a $1 billion budget throughout the United States that the census has to do just this job and just this effort in making sure and ensuring people are counted. That's a sizable dollar amount. It's sizable resources going into this process, but yeah, you'll start to see people hired all over the country that will do this very thing in helping people fill it out.
Is there any kind of a cooperative effort between the local community groups and the actual federal census takers in working together, or what will be their relationship other than the local folks will go around afterwards and say, hey, you missed this person?
Well, that's one of the reasons why the Complete Count Committee at the state exists. It's to help fund and to, help the relationship between the local, the state, and the feds, to bring everybody together in a coordinated fashion so that we're all on the same page. We're not having too many duplicative efforts, but we're all basically going after the same process and the same project. So we consider our state Complete Count Committee as a opportunity to bridge the gap between the federal government, the state, and the locals, so that we're not overlapping or we're not basically walking over each other to do the same thing. In a coordinated fashion, it gives us a much better opportunity to reach the demographics that we need to reach, where at times we like to have a lot of information, but there's no reason for three entities to go after the same scenario and the same situation if we don't have to. We want to work smarter, not harder.
Refresh for me what the budget is for this effort at the state level.
The state level has about a $480,000 budget, and that money was basically paid for through the appropriation process with the Missouri General Assembly, and they decided to pay it through one-time stabilization stimulus money. And so you're dealing with about a $400,000 budget through executive order. The Complete Count Committee is housed out of the Office of Administration, where the Commissioner of Administration, that's myself, is the chair of the Complete Count Committee. We have a number of citizens from all over the state, different backgrounds, different political party affiliations, different ethnicities, male, female. We're trying to do our very best and to encompass what we believe is a snapshot of the state of Missouri and how it is reflected. And we're trying to get those people to assist us as best we possibly can, getting into those communities and assisting getting this count.
All righty. Well, I just thought I'd check in. It's been, as I said, 3 or 4 months since we talked, and I wanted to get a progress report on how we're doing with these committees and what else is happening as far as our state effort is concerned.
We've had numerous meetings with the Complete Count Committee. We have meetings every month, and again, we get different updates and reports from Complete Count Committees across the state, whether they be regional, whether they be with municipality, city, and we continue to find out information on what people are doing. And we try to augment that, and we try to ensure that we're doing the same things to assist them. And then we try to get the federal government to also assist so that we're on the same page.